We are live here at the A-10 tournament at Barclays Center, day three, where we're watching currently VCU play UMass. Score 39-30, VCU with the lead. What do you think of today's games today, Brian?
Well, one thing I do know is that VCU fans, they showed up. There's yellow everywhere.
But
if we're
going to
talk about the games, the first game of the day was Dayton versus Richmond.
No. Wait, was it? Oh, yeah, we saw three games today. Sorry.
Dayton versus Richmond, it was a blowout.
That was
probably
a blowout.
Why you forgot.
Dayton looked big. Dayton looked good.
Dayton looks like they could compete in the...
Richmond looked lost.
Richmond looked a little bit undersized.
Right.
The second game was GW versus...
St. Joe's.
St. Joe's. And tell me a little bit about that game.
Well, GW started out hot from beyond the arc. They seemed to make almost every shot that they shot from three in the first half. Slowly, though, the percentages caught up with them, and, you know, they were pretty much cold from the second half on, and so St. Joe's mounted a huge comeback. I think at one point they were down like 20 almost.
Yep.
I mean, it was a huge deficit. And,
it was
and
15
GW,
and a half.
Yeah, GW just kind of gave it up, and Bembry showed why he's the conference player of the year. He showed up.
He was doing it all.
He looked good.
He jumped higher than anybody. He hustled harder than everybody on the opposing team.
He does it all.
He does it all.
Folks, and we saw it live in person. He looked good. St. Joe's looked good. GW can count their... Right.
Just listen to the music for a second.
We're listening to Adele
right
now.
Enjoy the environment. That's what we're trying to bring you here, the live experience. I'm going to shut up.
So, anyways, so VCU, though, they haven't really shown us much yet. They shot 0 of 10 at one point and a half from 3. They're currently 0 of 11 from 3. So, you know, somehow VCU is finding a way to win because they're not shooting well.
They're definitely turning UMass over, and they're getting easy layups and playing havoc, and, you know, they're doing your normal VCU bit. I just don't think UMass has it.
Right. UMass just doesn't have that dominant inside presence. You know, they have Holloway, who looks like he weighs about, you know, 350 pounds. But
so we got to admit, it's been an awesome day. The environment's been great. Dayton's fans showed up. GW's fans, St. Joe's fans.
And it's just been... We just came back from a bar, and St. Bonaventure showed up.
And we're excited for that game. And if you follow us on Twitter, you've noticed that we've kind of predicted St. Bonnie's to win, and they're kind of our second favorite team now that Mason's out. Clearly rooting for a loss right now. We're about to tip off the second half. We're not going to do exactly a live play-by-play, but we're just going to kind of continue to talk throughout the game, just kind of tell you about what we see, and just try to bring the live experience to you whenever you can listen, because I know a lot of Mason fans didn't show up to this tournament.
Well, why should they?
Right.
We it would have been a waste of a four-hour drive. Huh?
How many days ago did we lose at this point?
Was I mean, it was Wednesday. It's currently Friday, so it wasn't that long ago. But, I mean, there are still a few Mason fans. I'm looking around. I'm seeing a little bit of green and gold. But
it's just gold.
Right.
It's just
BC
fans. We're just trying to pretend.
But I'm seeing
it's
this.
That Mason gold.
Right. So, either way, we're going to catch you up in a little bit. It's kind of getting loud here at Barclays. We're about to tip off, so... See us in a little bit. I don't know. What do you want to say, Brian?
All right, hold on. Oh, wait. It's a little bit more quiet now. Should we just keep going?
All right. Fuck it. Let's keep going.
Okay, so basically tonight...
You're also going to hear some obnoxious Ram fans that are right to us.
The VCU fans to our right. But they're everywhere. Like in a couple other games we saw, it was just they were like a couple sections full.
Right.
If I could explain it to you, there is a VCU fan in every section of the house right now. And they are making their presence felt.
Right, and at least from our experience going down to Richmond, we always blamed them for having the home court advantage down at the Richmond Coliseum, but they still brought it even when, you know, Barclays is 450 miles away from Richmond, so
they traveled well, and they're excited. But then again, the fans have a product to be excited about, and I know we talk about it all the time that, you know, we were kind of on the same trajectory, but
it's about following up that Final Four season with some success. They have a great fan base now.
They do.
You can hear them.
And it looks fun. The band is actually kicking ass. I know there's this whole bit like Mason Band versus Beast Band. Whatever. All the other bands have sucked. Like, they've been okay, but...
The bands were not okay. They all suck, except VCU's band is tight.
I think we have high standards because, you know, we have
the Green Machine. Right.
But, I mean, VCU's has the biggest band here that I've seen.
I mean, there was one band... I think it was like U of R. Someone, it was pretty much just a drummer and a trumpet player.
And they,
I was like,
they
okay.
looked like they were like 35.
I mean, some of the songs that we're hearing are like Mary Had a Little Lamb. Like, they're pretty much just playing like the nebbiest of songs.
But for the most part, the environment all day today at Barclays has been awesome. We actually just finally found our spot where we should have been sitting the whole time. We've actually been sitting courtside until this lady... kind of removed us and told us that we had to go sit somewhere else. So now we have this beautiful view, probably one section up to ourselves. We actually have a TV. We're watching ACC games as we're watching the A-10 tournament. I gotta admit, for a basketball fan,
this is heaven.
It doesn't beat this.
Plus, we just finished like a banging free little dinner.
Yeah.
For media, so we're eating good, I mean, we're watching the game.
The game is free, the food is free. If only they were serving us beverages, like, you know,
right.
whiskeys and beers and Yinglings, but I don't
right.
think they want
and
us
now,
to turn up. And
now VCU's fan base, they're about to do their nubby chant. We all get it. Every college has this chant bit. But,
let's let the fans listen real quick, see if they can hear.
Here, folks. They're moving in unison, thing of beauty here. Wonder what the next letter's gonna be. Oh. E. That's a thing of beauty.
People are standing up everywhere.
People are standing up. This place is going
like,
nuts.
Look at those people with the flags. Like, are we at a soccer game?
Yeah.
Like, is this a football match? People raising their, swinging their terrible towels around, like, I'm impressed.
They even opened up that top part.
Oh my God, they did. They opened up a section that hasn't been opened yet. And guess what? This section has a bunch of VCU fans.
Right. So, yeah.
We're still hoping for a VCU loss. We don't by any means want to see a VCU fan, so I know we're sicing it right now because we're jealous, but by no means are we rooting for VCU.
Right.
Although,
this
we
kind of
want them to make the tournament, though. Right? We want them to make the tournament.
For sure. We want more Atlantic Team 10 to make the tournament. That would mean VCU. I think our top four seeds, Dayton, VCU, St. Bonaventure,
St.
Joseph's.
Oh, St. Joe's, right.
All four of those teams need to make the tourney.
They have the size to make the tourney.
Right.
That's what I've learned. You know, you watch at Mason, you only see them like once a year live. When we were sitting courtside and looking up at these men, they're a big team. And we try to say, you know, well, Mason's just as big, but I think we've got some growing to do, and we got to hit that weight room. So that's going to do it for our first segment. We just wanted to kind of give you, you know, the feeling of the live event and bring you a podcast as a game's going on, and you can hear the fans and just kind of feel like you're here with us.
Feels like we're at Siegel Center, folks.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, guys. We'll be back at the end of the game to report the finish and talk about the upcoming game.
Before we sign off, I just want a quick update. VCU up 45-30 on UMass, so you're pretty much going to be hearing about a VCU win. So.
Yeah, this game has looked like it's been over from the start.
Not really.
There's literally
UMass.
An offensive tackle on the floor right now.
Right.
Like, he clearly should be an offensive tackle.
Right.
All right, guys, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, folks.
And we're back. The VCU game ended up being a 15-point blowout.
Yep, the game tanked, kind of.
Yeah, it wasn't
fun.
It wasn't as excited as we thought it was going to be, and we were slightly hoping for an A-10 Cinderella story.
Bit of the theme this whole tournament. The favorite team ends up blowing out the underdog and, you know, sticking to the script. So
And it really,
nothing too exciting thus far, but we're hoping for, you know, an instant classic like the UConn game earlier today, but we'll see.
It would be nice to get one overtime game or
something, a buzzer beater, but these things have just been just straight up blowouts.
Yeah, besides St. Joe's coming back, which was awesome and the energy was high, it still was pretty much over with
right.
about a minute to go.
When GW lost Kavanaugh, I mean, they were done. They were dead to rights. They were knocking them out of comeback, shooting terrible threes.
Down six?
And using Watanabe for, you know.
Down six with, like, 8 to 10 seconds to go. They didn't
there
even
was like
bother
13
foul.
Seconds. Yeah, they just walked.
They didn't even
I was like, damn.
That's
did you?
Quitting.
And it wasn't even like they were, like, out of it. They were a bubble team.
You
like,
never
you
know.
Think Lonergan should be pushing, like, to the very end.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. I'm glad you pointed it out because I didn't even notice. At that point, I was probably like
well,
looking down at my phone.
There was a whole suite in section 110 that was screaming, "What the F is Lonergan doing?" Everyone was just going nuts. They
yeah.
weren't fouling, but whatever. Anyways,
that was the most exciting game of the tournament so far of all the games that we've seen.
Yeah, but so what we're seeing though, the top four teams in the tournament padding their resumes somewhat. You know, they're taking care of business thus far. So. Dayton, and who do they play tomorrow? St. Joe's, VCU, and then hopefully St. Bonaventure. All of them advance to the quarterfinals or semifinals. And so
that's exactly what,
yeah,
what you
– that's what the A-10 wanted.
That's what we want, too. I mean, we're here. We want to see the best basketball. I know we wanted a Cinderella story, but when all said and done, we'll take the best four teams playing each other for the A-10 tournament.
Right. The bottom half of the A-10 – all the teams have something. They're all flawed in some way. So
right.
UMass looked pretty uninspiring. I don't know. They hit, you know, I don't know.
I mean, VCU just won by hitting like and only hit like two threes.
Right.
So they just had aggressive defense. They finished with like eight blocks or something. Mo Alley Cox or whatever.
Just killing, right.
Just
Melvin.
Just pushing people out the paint.
Right.
If I can interrupt this real quick. If, from our site, and we can look straight out, we're on ground level.
Okay.
Something's popping off out there. Is it
just looks like an ambulance of some sort?
Is there a Trump rally?
Hope not.
Because that shit in Chicago looks like it's popping off right.
right
now.
Well, if there's a Trump rally outside, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah.
because someone's gonna die.
Yeah, you're not. I'm not gonna be the one getting punched out.
Right. If you don't have a cowboy hat on, you're assumed to be a protester.
So the. Now that you can kind of hear us better, this Barclays is real awesome. The entire thing is black, so it's just black.
It's like
out.
A matte black, you know. It's just
right.
really smooth and you know, Verizon's nice and all, but those purple seats look nebby. This is just black all across,
and it feels
looks
very
cool.
open in here. Like
yeah,
when I'm in Verizon, I feel like these like big cement dividers
well,
between
it's Verizon like, built up. Barclays built down, so we're here kind of the next row up from the general seating, and we're looking street level. So
and it's cool to,
yeah.
to be in here. I mean, it's brand new. It's got to be the newest facility in the NBA.
It is,
and they even have a practice facility within this facility.
Right.
I mean, Wizards don't even have a place to practice. We're still talking about where are we going to open up a practice facility.
John Wall's shooting like into like a. like a old trash can by the M Street or something.
On H.
Yeah.
Trying to hitch a ride on the trolley. So, loving our time so far. Pretty excited tonight. Tonight's going to be the first night that we really get out in Brooklyn and go ham.
Right.
We've spent the last couple nights, you know, drinking, testing some bars out, but not really embracing the nightlife.
We went to one bar.
And the other times we were just like trying to, you know, hang out with their family. They're gracious enough to let us sleep in their crib, and I haven't
right.
seen them in a while, so it's nice to see them. But
touching.
They've since left, and they left us with the crib to ourselves. And so I think tonight is the night that we get out there and maybe throw some shots back. Shot.
Please don't
shot.
Sing that.
Okay, sorry. I'm just getting excited.
Would you tag?
So we're having a great time. We just want to first and foremost thank the A-10 for giving us media passes.
Thank
for
the A-10. Who the hell from the A-10 is listening to this piece of shit?
Well, maybe A-10 Talk.
So we're thanking them?
Well, whoever's listening, know that the A-10 hooked us up. We got our own
seats. We got hooked.
We're eating free. You know, we're having a blast. We're doing something I've only dreamed of doing.
They gave us primetime seats, by the way. We got right. The corner spot deluxe suite.
Front row. It's nice. It's not courtside, but you know what? Being on courtside,
we already did the courtside bit. It was fun, but
you're squeezing in. People are walking by you the whole time. Right now,
yeah, we got it.
We could sit here with a fifth of Jack if we wanted to. So that's podcast number two. We were just trying to give you the feeling of you know, what's going on live here.
Well, all while you guys watch the ACC tournament at home.
Yeah, you're probably not watching.
Everyone is watching the ACC tournament.
Right. And we would have probably gone to the ACC tournament.
Yeah.
For games for like 15 bucks or whatever.
Yeah, 15 bucks.
I mean, why not? But, you know, we're trying to promote the A-10, and we're trying to get, you know, all you George Mason fans who stopped watching once Mason lost, man, you got to pick your league up. You got to support your league. You got to support your own.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to build some fans to care going forward. All right. But we got St. Bonnie's versus Davidson coming up next. We'll probably break this game down for you sometime tomorrow. Not sure when we'll get a podcast out. But we're going to try to get you a third one before we head back to the good old Fairfax.
Horde.
All right, guys. Have a good Friday night. Hopefully you find,
what do you find?
A lucky someone, you know what I'm saying?
Hopefully you guys find a lucky someone.
You know, someone to take home and cuddle with a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I hope all of our listeners find someone to cuddle with.
All right, guys, have a good night. Talk to you later.
All right, peace.